Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. You know we love to take those listener questions, and today we're tackling one that's probably crossed your mind if you've ever shopped for a mattress online.
Oh, yeah.
What happens if you need to return it?
It's a big one.
It is a big question. We got an article all about returning the Helix Twilight Lux, and, you know, it really goes into some surprising detail about their 100-night sleep trial.
Oh, wow.
But before we get into that, though, make sure you check out the show notes for an exclusive discount link on the Helix Twilight Lux.
Always got to get that good sleep.
Exactly. All right, let's dive in.
Let's do it.
One thing that really stood out to me in this article was the emphasis on a 30-night break-in period before you can even initiate a return.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty common practice in the mattress industry.
Okay.
It might seem odd at first, but there's a solid reason behind it.
I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So you need to give both your body and the mattress time to adjust.
Okay.
Think about it. Your body's been used to your old mattress for who knows how long.
Right.
Switching to a new mattress, especially one with the different materials and support, is a big change.
Big change, yeah.
Your muscle, spine, even your sleep position might need time to adapt.
So it's not just about deciding if you like the mattress right away.
Right.
It's about giving your body a chance to actually get used to it.
Exactly. And on the flip side, the mattress itself is also going through a break-in period.
Oh.
Materials like memory foam and the coils and the Helix Twilight Lux, they need time to conform to your body's shape and weight.
So it's almost like a two-way street.
Yes.
Both you and the mattress are getting to know each other during those first 30 nights.
That's a great way to put it. It's about achieving that sweet spot where both you and the mattress have settled in.
I love that.
Only then can you really judge if it's the right fit.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So let's say this 30 nights have passed and you're just not feeling the love with the Twilight Lux. What happens next? How do you actually start that return process?
Well, Helix has made it remarkably straightforward.
Okay.
It's all done online. You just head over to their returns page on their website, select the reason for your return, and enter your order number. No need to call customer service or jump through hoops.
See, that's what I like to hear.
Right.
That sounds pretty painless compared to some return processes I've dealt with.
No, I know.
But what about the actual mattress? Do you have to pack it up and ship it back yourself? Because, let's be honest, wrestling a mattress into a box is nobody's idea of fun.
I completely agree. Luckily, Helix takes care of that for you as well. They arrange for a third-party service to come pick up the mattress.
Oh, what?
Directly from your home. Okay. You don't have to lift a finger except maybe to open the door for the pickup team.
Okay, that's a huge plus in my book.
For sure.
Convenience is key when it comes to returns.
Absolutely.
But I did notice the article mentioned something about the mattress needing to be in a certain condition.
Oh, right.
For a smooth return. What are the rules there?
It's pretty standard stuff. The mattress needs to be free of stains, tears, or any significant damage. No. You know, think about it.
Yeah.
If you were receiving a used mattress, you'd want it to be in decent shape.
Absolutely. I wouldn't want someone else's stains.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
It's just common courtesy to keep the mattress in good condition during the trial period.
Right.
And a little prep work can go a long way here.
Okay.
If possible, fold or roll the mattress before the pickup team arrives. If you still have the original packaging, even better.
Oh, yeah, good point.
It just makes the whole process smoother for everyone involved.
Great tips. Now, let's say the pickup is all scheduled. Are there any deadlines or time limits we need to be aware of?
Yes, this is important. You have a 45-day window after your 100-night trial ends to request the pickup.
Wait, so it's not just the straight 100 nights.
Right.
There's like a grace period.
Correct. You have the full 100 nights to sleep on the mattress.
Okay.
But then you have an additional 45 days to initiate the return process.
Wow.
However, it's crucial to remember that the clock starts ticking from the date the mattress was delivered, not from the day you decide you want to return it.
Okay, that's a key detail to keep in mind.
Definitely.
So make a note of that delivery date, folks, because missing that 45-day window could mean missing out on a refund.
Exactly.
Speaking of things that might exclude you from a refund,
no.
I noticed the article mentioned some exceptions to this very generous return policy.
Yeah, you're right. Items marked as final sale, clearance, or factory clearance are generally non-returnable.
Okay.
Unless they arrive with a defect.
So those deep discounts might come with a bit of a catch?
Sometimes, yeah.
It's always a good idea to double check that return policy before you jump on a sale, especially when it comes to big ticket items like mattresses.
Definitely.
Now, this next question is something I'm genuinely curious about.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to all the returned mattresses?
Oh, yeah.
They can't all be resold, right?
That's a valid question, and it speaks to a larger concern about waste in the mattress industry.
For sure.
Thankfully, Helix seems to be quite proactive in addressing this. They partner with local charities and recycling organizations whenever possible.
So instead of just adding to landfills, they're trying to give these mattresses a second life.
Exactly. It's a win-win. It helps those in need and reduces their environmental impact. Now, it's important to note that the article does mention that in some areas where local options might be limited,
right,
disposal might be the only option.
That's understandable. Logistics can be tricky, especially when you're dealing with bulky items like mattresses.
Oh, for sure.
But it's good to know they're making a conscious effort to be responsible.
Absolutely. And it's worth highlighting that Helix actually covers the cost of pickup and transportation.
Okay.
Regardless of whether the mattress is donated, recycled, or disposed of, they're taking on the responsibility and the cost.
Wow.
Which is a big plus for the customer.
So they're really streamlining that entire return process.
Yep.
Making it as hassle-free as possible.
Yeah, as much as possible.
All right, let's talk about the part everyone's wondering about, refunds. How does that work with Helix?
Well, refunds are issued to your original payment method.
Okay.
However, it's important to remember that the refund amount will exclude any discounts, gift codes, or shipping fees you might have used during the initial purchase.
Gotcha. So those are factored out of that final refund amount.
Exactly. What about if you purchased the Twilight Luxe as part of a bundle deal? Does that complicate things?
It can, especially if you're only returning part of the bundle.
Okay.
If you return everything, the refund is pretty straightforward.
Right.
However, if you only return the mattress, for example, the discount gets applied proportionally to the remaining items.
Okay.
Depending on the discount amount, you might not receive a refund for the returned item.
Ah, so those bundle discounts can be a bit of a double-edged sword.
Right.
If you end up only wanting to return part of the set.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And it's also worth mentioning that any free promotional items you might have received with the bundle are non-refundable. All right, you're only getting a refund for what you actually paid for.
Exactly.
Now, before we move on, there's one more thing I wanted to touch on that I found really intriguing. The article mentioned a comfort layer topper option.
Oh, yeah.
What is that all about?
This is where Helix really goes above and beyond in terms of customer satisfaction. If you decide the Twilight Luxe isn't quite the right feel for you, but you're not ready to give up on it entirely, you can contact their customer experience team and request a free comfort layer topper.
Wait, so before you even initiate a full return,
they're
willing to try and adjust the mattress to your liking.
Exactly. They want to make sure you're happy with your purchase, and this topper is a great way to fine-tune the feel of the mattress.
That's awesome.
Without going through the whole return process, they really seem to be going the extra mile to ensure customer satisfaction.
Okay. This is shaping up to be a pretty impressive return policy.
Right.
A 100-night sleep trial with a 45-day grace period. A streamlined online return process, free pickup.
Yep.
And even the option of a comfort layer topper to address minor comfort issues. It sounds like they've thought of everything.
It does seem like they've anticipated potential issues and have systems in place to address them.
Yeah.
It's quite customer-centric, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's not just about taking the mattress back. It's about finding a solution that works for the customer. But we've covered a lot of ground here, so let's take a quick pause and we'll be right back to delve into some more interesting details about the Helix Twilight Luxe return policy.
Sounds good.
All right, so we've unpacked a lot of the main points of Helix's return policy, and it's pretty impressive so far. But this article goes deeper, and there's one section that really caught my eye.
Oh, yeah.
The FAQs.
I love a good FAQ section.
Me too. It's like they've anticipated every question you could possibly have.
FAQs are often overlooked, but they can be gold mines of information.
Yeah.
They clarify all the fine print.
Yeah, for sure.
Offer practical tips? Yeah. What stood out to you?
Well, one question was about exchanges. Let's say the Twilight Luxe just isn't the right fit, but you still love the idea of a Helix mattress. Can you exchange it for a different model?
Absolutely. Helix allows exchanges within that same 100-night trial window.
Okay.
So you can get a full refund for the original mattress.
Okay.
And then place a new order separately.
Gotcha.
Or if you want to streamline the process, you can order the new mattress first, and they'll pick up the old one when they deliver the new one.
So you're not left sleeping on the floor while you wait for the exchange.
Exactly. It speaks to their commitment to customer satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
Another FAQ that I found interesting addresses the limit on returns.
Okay.
Helix allows only 2 mattress returns per customer or household.
Two returns per household. Okay, that seems reasonable.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It likely helps them manage the logistics of returns and prevent any potential abuse of the system.
Right.
You know, it also underscores an important point.
Yeah.
This Wonder Night trial isn't meant for you to try out every single Helix mattress model. You can't go through their whole catalog.
No, you can't. It's about finding the right fit for you.
Right.
Within a reasonable time frame.
It's a generous policy.
For sure.
But it's not a free-for-all.
Not at all.
They're striking a balance between flexibility for the customer and practicality for their business.
Exactly. Offering these lengthy trials and free returns comes at a cost for the company.
Right.
You know, they have to manage transportation, processing, and potentially even the disposal or recycling of return mattresses.
That brings up an interesting point. The financial implications of these generous return policies for a company like Helix.
Yeah.
I mean, they're essentially absorbing a lot of potential cost.
Yeah.
To offer this level of customer service.
You're absolutely right. It's a calculated risk. By offering such a customer-friendly return policy, Helix is betting on customer satisfaction and loyalty in the long run. They're hoping that the positive experience, even if it involves a return, will translate into repeat business and positive word of mouth.
It's like they're saying, we're so confident you'll love our mattresses that we're willing to take on this financial risk.
Right.
It's a bold strategy, but it seems to be working for them.
It certainly differentiates them in a crowded market. You know, when you're shopping for a mattress online, it can feel risky. You can't try it out in a store like you would with a traditional mattress purchase.
Right.
So having this 100-night trial and a hassle-free return process can really provide peace of mind for the customer.
It's like having a safety net.
Yeah.
You know, that if it doesn't work out, you're not stuck with a mattress you hate. And that peace of mind might be enough to convince a hesitant customer to take the plunge and try a Helix mattress.
Precisely. It removes a major barrier to entry, and it reinforces that Helix is focused on your sleep experience,
right,
not just on making a sale.
Speaking of the sleep experience,
okay,
we've talked a lot about the return policy, but let's not forget about the mattress itself.
Right.
The Helix Twilight Lux is a premium hybrid mattress.
It is.
But what does that actually mean for the person sleeping on it?
Great point. Hybrid means it combines different materials to create that optimal sleep surface.
Okay.
In the case of the Twilight Lux, it's all about balancing support and comfort. It features a layer of individually wrapped coils for targeted support, a layer of memory foam for pressure relief and contouring, and then a plush pillow top for that extra bit of softness and cushioning.
So it's designed to hit all the right notes.
Exactly.
It's supportive, but not too firm.
Yes.
Comfortable, but not too squishy.
Right.
It's like the Goldilocks of mattresses.
Exactly. And the combination of coils and foam is designed to regulate temperature as well. Coils allow for better airflow, preventing that sleeping hot feeling that some people experience with memory foam.
That's a major plus.
It is.
Especially if you tend to overheat at night.
Right.
So you've got the support, the comfort, the temperature regulation. It sounds like a winning combination.
It does, and there's a reason why it's one of Helix's most popular models.
Yeah. Now remember, even with the most carefully designed mattress, finding the perfect fit is personal.
Right.
What feels like heaven to one person might feel like a brick to another. That's where that 100-night trial comes in. It gives you the chance to truly experience the mattress in your own home.
Yeah.
In your own sleep environment, and decide if it's the right match for you.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And it loops us back to that initial question of what happens if I need to return it? Well, now you know.
We've covered the ins and outs of Helix's return policy.
Yeah.
The trial period, the break-in period, that simple return process, their commitment to sustainability, and even the financial implications for the company.
We've armed you with all the knowledge you need to navigate this process with confidence.
Yeah.
Should you decide to give the Helix Twilight Lux a try?
And if you do decide to take the plunge, remember that exclusive discount link in the show notes.
Yes.
Don't miss out on that.
Okay. We've covered a lot of ground today, but before we wrap up, I want to leave you with a question to ponder. With all this information about the Helix Twilight Lux and its impressive return policy, how do you think it stacks up against other mattress brands out there?
That's a great question, and it's the perfect starting point for your own mattress research.
Exactly.
Take a look at other brands you might be considering.
Right.
How do their trial periods, return processes, and handling of return mattresses compare to what Helix is offering?
Exactly. Don't just take our word for it. Do your own digging and see what other options are out there. Maybe Helix is the gold standard, or maybe you'll find a brand that's even better suited to your needs and preferences.
Right.
The important thing is to be informed and make a decision that feels right for you. It's all about finding that perfect balance, you know?
Absolutely.
Comfort, support, and of course a return policy that gives you that peace of mind.
For sure.
But you know, it's interesting to think about how these generous return policies have reshaped the mattress industry as a whole.
It's a complete paradigm shift from the days of going to a mattress store, awkwardly lying down for a few minutes.
Oh yeah.
And hoping for the best.
Right. Like you lay on it for like 2 seconds.
Exactly. These online brands have really raised the bar when it comes to customer experience.
They've taken away a lot of the risk and the uncertainty that used to come with buying a mattress. You know, you no longer have to worry about getting stuck with a mattress.
Right.
That's not the right fit, and that's a huge selling point.
It is. It's like they're saying, we trust you to make the right decision for yourself. Try it out in your own home, on your own terms.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out, no problem.
It's almost like having a personal sleep consultant. You know?
I like that.
At your beck and call.
Yeah.
And speaking of sleep consultants, I'm curious about that comfort layer topper we discussed earlier.
Yeah.
It seems like a brilliant solution for those minor comfort adjustments.
It is. It's like a mini makeover for your mattress.
Yeah.
Let's say you love the overall support of the Twilight Lux, but you wish it were just a tad softer. Instead of going through the hassle of a full return, you can request this topper, and it might be all you need to achieve that perfect level of comfort.
It's like fine-tuning your sleep experience. Mm-hmm. And it really highlights that Helix is thinking beyond just the initial sale. You know, they're invested in your long-term sleep satisfaction.
For sure. And from a business perspective, it's a smart move. It likely saves them money in the long run.
Right.
Instead of processing a full return, they're sending out a topper, which is a much less expensive solution.
It's a win-win.
It is.
For both the customer and the company. So as we wrap up our deep dive into the Helix Twilight Lux return policy, I think it's safe to say that Helix has really thought this through.
I think so, too. They've created a system that prioritizes the customer experience while also addressing the practicalities of running a business.
Yeah.
It's a model that other brands could learn from.
Absolutely. And for our listeners out there who are considering the Helix Twilight Lux or any other mattress for that matter, remember to do your research. Don't just rely on marketing hype or catchy slogans.
Oh, no.
Dig into those return policies.
Yeah.
Read reviews and compare brands.
Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to investing in something as important as your sleep.
Couldn't agree more. And speaking of investments, don't forget to check the show notes for that exclusive discount link on the Helix Twilight Lux. It might just be the nudge you need to finally upgrade your sleep experience.
Sweet dreams are just a click away.
That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another insightful exploration of the world of sleep.